This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point of the show. Daryl and I both had Catalonia-related stories here tonight.
Well, that's because I think partly we are fans of secession.
Oh, yes.
And anything secession-related tends to catch our eye.
Even if it's someone seceding or a group wanting to secede for reasons that we might not necessarily appreciate.
Right.
You know, the people out in Spain tend to not really be very liberty-oriented from at least the impressions that I get from this far away, which is quite far away. But, you know, the folks in Catalonia would like to have their own brand of socialism versus the whole nation of Spain's brand of socialism.
Right, and the Scots, when they tried to leave the United Kingdom, they wanted more government.
Right. So the latest here is this has been something that's been building up for a while in Catalonia is this independence movement. And, of course, there's been pushback from the outside, the rest of Spain. Nationalists in Catalonia, the story from Bloomberg.com, approved a plan to secede from Spain in a vote held by the region's parliament, defying the nation's constitutional court. The story, by the way, from just a few days ago. And challenging acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy as he struggles to form a government. Spain's caretaker administration says it's called on the state's attorney to present a challenge before the constitutional court dismissing the plan, which lists the steps that would be followed to create independence, including drafting a Catalan constitution. The latest escalation in the multi-year separatist movement signals renewed impetus from Catalans to break away from Spain. It coincides with a 7-month political deadlock sparked by two inconclusive elections that has left the nation without a government?
Okay, so...
That can't be true.
Right.
There's a weird phrasing that they use in parliamentary systems to where there's still, you know, the government... And I'm using air quotes there because, so like, you know, the military's still there. There's still the premier or the king or queen or whoever the official head of state is. But there's no organized parliamentary body.
So basically, it's like the House of Representatives.
It would be akin to, in the U.S., we've got an election coming up. So let's just imagine that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats have a majority of the seats, and they have to try to decide, all right, what are we going to do? Who's going to be the speaker? We need to organize the House of Representatives. Well, in countries where they have a parliament, they say that they are organizing the government. They're organizing the House of Parliament, but it is referred to as the government.
Okay, got it. So basically
the state is still existing.
So the House of Parliament, if you will, in Spain is in a mess right now.
It's currently unorganized.
Got it. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes.
I appreciate it. While Rajoy...
It's a good thing that I am on tonight while we're discussing this.
Know,
otherwise,
right?
You and Mark and whoever else would all just be confused and be like...
I'd be like, yeah, no government.
No government. I still wouldn't believe it. I mean, we do the thing every couple of years. We're like, there's a government shutdown. It's like, there's not.
The shutdown to where they wind up spending more money to prevent people from walking down a sidewalk in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Than they would have spent to, you know, just like not do anything.
Right, yeah. I mean, the government was still fully functional, still couldn't break laws, still had to pay taxes. The government was there. It was not shut down at all.
So, Rajoy, again, the...
I believe it's Rajoy.
Rajoy, thank you. Mariano Rajoy, prime minister. He's the acting prime minister. He increased his party's seats in parliament in the second vote, but failed to agree on governing terms with other parties, which fuel prospects for a third election. Opposition leaders echoed the government's rejection of the Catalan plan. The head of the Socialist Party, Pedro Sanchez, says there can be no democracy without common rules, while Albert Rivera, the Catalan-born leader of Liberals Ciudadanos, described it as an attack on Spanish democracy. They both have rejected supporting Rajoy's candidacy to become premier again. The 61-year-old Popular Party leader is due to meet King Felipe on Thursday to discuss a state of government negotiations. Facing a parliamentary defeat, Rajoy has said that he won't undergo a vote of confidence in the 350-seat chamber that is needed to become prime minister unless he's received enough pledged support from rivals to guarantee his victory. So there's not much in the story. It's more about just sort of the politics of all of what's going on in Spain. But apparently there was some sort of plan approved in Catalonia by the regional parliament. So there's the yes. national parliament, and then there's the regional parliament, and now there's a challenge in the constitutional court. And Daryl, you've got
the constitutional court. Basically, they summoned their inner Lee Corso and said, "Not so fast, my friends." Lee Corso being a sports announcer. Constitutional Court in Spain has suspended Catalonia's pro-independence roadmap, which was passed by the regional parliament last week. It followed allegations from Madrid that Catalonia violated the Spanish constitution by allowing a vote on the plan. The article that I have comes from RT, and they cite the French news agency AFP, the Agence France-Presse.
Yep.
And they say that magistrates accepted an appeal by the Spanish government on Monday, meaning today, which claimed that Catalonia's committee to study the constitutive process, the group responsible for designing the region's strategy towards independence, violated the Spanish constitution when it allowed parliament to vote on the roadmap last Wednesday.
By the way, that's a really fast court decision. It was last Wednesday that they voted on this, and it hasn't even been a week, and this court has already weighed in. Boy, the government wants
to. Today to wind up hearing it and, you know, pending their ultimate result, they've said everything's on hold.
Oh, I thought they already rejected it. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Maybe they did, and in rejecting it, they put the entire thing on hold.
But I see.
In either case, the Catalan chamber will now have 20 days to communicate the court's decision to its members and present an appeal. The disputed roadmap, which outlines the step that Catalonia needs to take to defend its right to self-determination, was passed in the 135-seat parliament by 72 votes. The text argues that the only way possible for Catalans to exercise their rights to decide on their own future is for the region to disconnect from Spain and disobey Spanish institutions. Meanwhile, Madrid is investigating whether criminal charges can be brought against Catalan Parliament Speaker Carme Forcadell, believing she may have broken Spanish law by trying to press ahead with independence plans. Hmm. So this basically, to sort of put in perspective, in the U.S., if, Ian, you wind up becoming the governor of New Hampshire,
not possible,
and the New Hampshire legislature has a vote to say, you know what, we really like Governor Freeman's idea to have an independent New Hampshire, mm-hmm. let's have a vote, and President Cheeto Jesus or President Hillary, either one, say, nope, Governor Freeman, you are not allowed to let your legislative body vote. And you're like, well, the only way to break away from the U.S. is to ignore their laws. Let's go ahead and vote. And then they decide to wind up considering prosecuting yeah. Governor Freeman. That's what they're doing in Catalonia.
Well, in a related
story, considering charges against the speaker.
So I just pulled up a different version of the story, this one from channelnewsasia.com. It says the court has suspended the resolution for 5 months. So, yeah, they are still deciding that this is like an injunction, basically. Well, you can't move forward with this yet until we decide.
And I've got more from the article from RT.
All right, we'll continue. It is yet another possible secession in the works. Of course, the one over in Great Britain has slowed down to a crawl because that's politics for you. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, a woman robs a bank so she can go to jail. We'll tell you about it.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate this show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please support our satellite fundraiser. Daryl, you and I just did an episode of Peace, Love, Liberty Radio today.
Yes.
And as you said, I was the first in-studio guest you've had, or like actual scheduled guest, since you started doing your recorded version of Peace, Love, Liberty
Radio. Yes, other than, you know, having people sit in during the live episodes during, right, say, Porkfest or Keenvention.
So it was great to be back on with you, and we talked about the satellite fundraiser in some detail, some level of technical detail.
Yes.
About the whole free-to-air satellite system and what that's all about, and how it can help bring the ideas of liberty and peace to impoverished nations that don't really have much in the way of internet access or even entertainment options. Like, they don't even have cable television. I mean, for us, that seems like a given, but for people, you know, in Cameroon, Africa, for instance, they barely have internet in most of Cameroon, or
right,
a lot of Cameroon, and there's certainly no cable television installation, so everybody's got to get their information and their entertainment somehow, and free-to-air satellite is a darn good way to deliver that info and that entertainment, and we can be part of that. We are part of that. There's a satellite channel we have over sub-Saharan Africa and one over Central and North America, and it's not cheap to rent those satellite channels, but it's not super expensive either. If you think about it, all, you know, all things being said and done, it's only several hundred dollars per month per channel. And we'd like to expand that to include a new satellite channel in Europe, and that will also cover most of the Middle East and North Africa. So,
and a fair amount of Russia as well. You always leave Russia out.
I do, because the signal's weak out there, but there is a signal. So someone with a larger dish could pick it up in Russia. They wouldn't be able to use the smaller dish. Basically, the weaker the signal gets, the larger your dish has to be. But generally, we're talking about...
It would
like
definitely include, you know, like the far western part of Russia.
It would. Yep.
I believe Moscow is within the signal pattern as well.
Good question. I haven't taken a close look at that. But regardless, it would increase dramatically the amount of potential listeners that we could have. And so we're doing a fundraiser right now. You can help out with that at fund.lrn.fm. That's fund, F-U-N-D, .lrn.fm. There are perks, of course. It's an Indiegogo-based fundraiser. So when you go to fund.lrn.fm, it'll take you right to where you need to be, and really appreciate your support. Let's go to Ian. He's on the line in China. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Ian.
Well, you know, as far as satellite goes, you're forgetting China.
Oh, no, I haven't forgotten China. It's just that
we've got 700 million English students in this country.
That's fantastic. If you know somebody with $1,000 a month to throw at it, I bet we can get a satellite dish, or we can get a satellite channel up over China. It's just that
I'll make you a deal.
Yes, sir.
You want 1,000 a month, right?
I don't know. That was just a round number. I would have to go and look and see what the actual quotes are. It might be less. It might be a little bit more. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I've been arranging to get my wife to America.
Okay.
I'm finally going to leave China. And, of course, unlike certain supposed refugees, we got to stand in line and prove every penny of her worth, even though my worth is enough.
No one should have to stand in line to come to a supposedly free country. Anyone who wants to make a better life for themselves should be able to come to this place. It's a shame that there's so much bureaucracy, so many people who want to tell other people how to live and what to do. And
I have paid my lawyer thousands of dollars.
Yeah, the money is crazy.
Set up, but we're coming in. She's pre-approved, but now we're waiting for her interview at the embassy in Guangzhou, a five-hour flight from here.
Is that how you pronounce it? I never knew.
Guangzhou.
Guangzhou. Gotcha.
It's insane. But I wanted to talk about something else. This would never happen in America. You always hear about how the rich people are treated better in America. Let me tell you about China, baby. I'm standing out in front of a shopping mall, and a lady in her BMW Series 7 actually bumps into a police motorcycle, knocking it over. Cop comes running out to the car, bangs on her glass with his hand. She jumps out of the car, and she says, "Look at what I'm driving." He looks at her car. "Look at what I'm wearing." He looks. She slaps him. She slaps him. She says, "Do you really want to make trouble with me? I have one seat." The policeman starts to cry and blubber.
Yes.
Apologizes all over him.
That is fantastic.
Debuchy. Me, I'm so sorry. He knows that he is one phone call away, not from unemployment, but unemployability.
Wow.
I've seen it in my book. Is an even worse example outside of a primary school.
Well, this
that actually sounds great. I mean, all you got to do is have more money than the cops, and good to go.
Policemen are the bottom of the ladder of civil service.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, if you're about, I'm a guy who has no love affair with police. Okay.
Sure.
That's why I got my law and medical degrees. Long story. I love to mess with the cops. Here, you have two kinds of police, the blue police and the black police.
Okay.
Don't screw the black police.
What's the difference? Is the black police like the federal cops or what?
The black police are the People's Liberation Army in a civilian uniform.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They carry AK-47s, 9mm Berettas. They're very polite, very sweet, well-mannered, highly trained. They don't mess with anybody, but if you mess with them, they will return it.
Okay, and the blue police are like the local beat cop kind of people, and they don't have guns, you were telling us before.
They won't trust him with a gun, and I'm so happy.
Melody's like, get me a ticket, sign me up, I got to get out there.
Well, recently, we bulldozed a couple of minarets that were in town, and the Muslims were absolutely freaking.
Mm.
And the blue police are locking themselves in their cars.
Well, I mean,
Don't hurt me.
There are instances of cops here who will hide, who will definitely hide if actual crime occurs. Depending on where you are, there's different levels of cops. I mean, you could live somewhere where there's local, city police,
county,
state.
In China, they're all federal. They're all federal in China.
Interesting.
Now, interesting, I was standing outside of a school, and I saw this man and woman in their 20s, maybe early 30s, beating on another man. This other man was at an obvious disadvantage. He was curled up on the ground.
Yep.
Woman was kicking the crap out of him, and the man was hitting him with a large piece of stone. I came behind the man and pulled the stone out of his hand. He turned around and looked at me, and I maced him. She came at me, and I pushed her over him, and she broke her arm. This went on for about 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time in real life for confrontation. As this was happening, there were 8 policemen at the bottom of the hill watching, pretending not to see, looking over the shoulder.
The blue policemen?
Blue police. And as soon as it was over and I was going into the building, they came rushing up.
Yeah, see, that sounds normal to me, though.
Thanks for the call, Ian. Appreciate it. Great stories. I think he's my favorite new caller. I do enjoy the China stories because it's just such a different experience.
I mean, I didn't hear anything really weird in there. I mean, a BMW might not get you that here, but I'm sure there's people who are rich enough to be able
to
do that.
She slapped the cop. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I'm sure there's people with enough money to be able to do that.
But not just your average BMW driver.
No.
It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We were just talking about the satellite fundraiser. Well, something else that you should know about is the fact that the satellite fundraiser will take Bitcoin. Now, we haven't mentioned that too much, but if you read through the whole page, the whole pitch of the satellite fundraiser, you get all the way down to the bottom, you will find our Bitcoin donation address for said satellite fundraiser. And if you don't yet have a Bitcoin wallet, what I'd recommend is you go and get the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. You can download it for free via their website, or you can go through your favorite Google or Apple App Store. And there's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens, and more cryptocurrencies are coming soon. I just heard there's a you told me, Daryl, there's now a third Ethereum that is launching.
What I heard about that on the Sex and Science Hour with Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy.
I don't know if it's going to make it to Jax, but I expect Jax is going to add some of the bigger alternative coins out there. So stay tuned for more information about those as they launch. But right now, Jax is available to you. You can go and grab it for free at jax.io. There's Shapeshift integrations. You can easily exchange between the currencies right there in the wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum. And it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds if you lose your phone or drop it in a lake or something like that. It's not a problem if you backed it up via Jax. Jax is striving to give you more command over your digital life. coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand, Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We were talking about Catalonian secession. There is a plan that, well, it was afoot, and now it's been placed on hold by the supposedly constitutional court in Spain. Basically, the government or the parliament is sort of in a bit of a problematic state. They're
unable to organize.
The elections have resulted in this happening by it being close calls or something like that.
The elections, there were no problems with the elections. The elections elected members of parliament.
They just can't agree.
The members of parliament are unable to agree with one another over who should be the prime minister and how they should wind up being organized.
Okay, because the news story called the two elections inconclusive. In that there wasn't a clear leader.
Elections, right, it would be akin to, and I'll give an example. We've got the election coming up here in the U.S.
Yeah.
It would be akin to if neither the Republicans nor the Democrats wound up with a majority in the House of Representatives,
mm-hmm.
and the whatever independent candidates or minor party candidates wound up getting elected to, basically prevent that majority, if they were saying, you know what, nope, we're not part of your party, we're unwilling to work with you. And then nobody is able to then wind up being elected as Speaker of the House. So there's a legislative body, they just can't function because they don't have their equivalent of a Speaker.
And throughout this, there has been a regional parliament for Catalan, or Catalonia rather.
Yes.
Catalans are the type of people. For Catalonia that has said, all right, here's our roadmap. We are ready to get out of here to end our involvement with Spain. We want to be our own country.
Yes.
And have our own self-governance. Because, and we didn't talk about the reasons why, if I'm recalling correctly, one of the major reasons why is Catalonia is a donor state. Sort of like,
yes,
the U.S. has certain states that...
New Hampshire is one.
...that pay more in taxes than they receive back in subsidies from the federal government.
Yes.
This is the same way where the Catalonian people are paying more in taxes to support the rest of Spain than the rest of Spain is... Catalonia.
Yes.
And so that's one of the reasons why they still want socialism. It's not because they're, they're not socialists. They're not some sort of freedom fighters, but they are at the very least people who value the idea of independence so they can have their own organization.
Right. They're tired of paying for other people's existence, basically.
Yet still want socialism.
Right. Right. They want to pay for their own existence.
But that's not what socialism is. Socialism is paying for other people's existence.
Right, but the Catalans...
I mean, I'm sure they don't understand that, but...
Right, but the Catalans are saying, we, the Catalans, want to pay for other Catalans to exist. We don't
Correct.
Want to pay for the Spaniards to exist.
Yeah, it's very right. nationalistic in that way. And so, it's hard to be supportive of socialists, but I still support their right to have independence for their... demographic or for their geographic area. Now, as independence-minded folks, we support secession all the way down to the individual. I don't want to speak for you, Melanie, but generally
I'm an anarchist.
True.
And as much as you can break down a gang, break it down as much as possible.
Right.
But, I mean...
I think if you talk to a lot of the people in Catalonia, they would say, we don't mind helping people, as Daryl's pointing out. We just want to, because they believe socialism helps people. They believe that the government is... the method to helping people who are in need. That's a fairly common belief amongst the socialists, is that they want to help the downtrodden, they want to help the sick, they want to help the weak, they want to help the poor, and they see the government force as a way to do that. Well, they're seeing, a lot of our assistance is actually going to help these people further away than the people who are closer to us. So they desire to be able to help the people closer to them, even though we understand that using the government to do these things is immoral because it's the threat of violence that's behind every government program. And for us, that's not okay. But nonetheless, I still hope they can succeed.
Right, and I still see it as an improvement. I just think that it's really ironic, their reasoning.
It is. Let's get back into the
article from RT. Which is, by the way, available on free-to-air satellite.
Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, the acting deputy prime minister for Spain, said last week that she and acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy had spoken to the leaders of the country's major political parties so that they could act, quote, jointly to defend the unity of Spain. Santa Maria said, "We are facing today a repeated violation of constitutional legality. The government said it would act. It has acted, and it will act." Now, there's something here that she said that might sound somewhat familiar to students of American history. She said that they need to act jointly to defend the unity of Spain.
Oh, it sounds like Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Where he wanted to defend the Union.
At any cost.
He had said that if he could preserve the Union while freeing some of the slaves and keeping others enslaved, he would do that. If he could preserve the Union by freeing none of the slaves,
right,
he would do that. If he had to free all of the slaves, he would do that.
Correct. Slavery meant nothing but a tool or a fulcrum, if you will.
He wanted to preserve the Union, and he wound up violating civil liberties and everything else in the path of doing that. This in Spain and Catalonia is not the first time the Spanish government has taken action to block Catalan independence. Madrid suspended an independence referendum by the Catalans in 2014, along with a resolution passed by the Catalan parliament in November of last year declaring the start of a secession process. However, it appears the Catalan parliament decision is aligned with the public's wishes. A July 22nd survey from the region's pollsters found that 47.7% of Catalans want independence, 42.4% said they wanted the region to remain part of Spain, and the remainder were undecided.
What does the rest of Spain want, although it would be an interesting question? Like, different regions of Spain have polls done and whatever the other... The only region I know of is Catalonia, because it's the only one I ever hear about.
There's the Basque region, and the Basque are very, very interesting, because they are ethnically not Spanish.
What are they ethnically?
Basque. Yes. That they are their own ethnic, you know, group. But
they ought to start pushing for secession, too. They ought to start pushing for secession. If you get multiple areas pushing for secession, that could create some synergy. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You can share your thoughts on secession or whatever's on your mind, or join us on Skype at lrn.fm. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveItPurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. The Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is lrn.fm. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Plus, you can join the Shire Society for free by going to shiresociety.com. If you're someone who loves secession, if you're someone who loves the idea of independence, especially down to the individual, you'll love the Shire Society. That's what the Shire Society is. It's a personal declaration of independence. It is a society. A society is supposed to be a group of people who enter into a voluntary organization for a common purpose. That's what society is supposed to be. The government people were constantly accusing us of being part of their society, so we came up with our own society. And, you know, no, I did not join your government society. I was born into it. But that's not consent. The fact that someone pushed me out of their womb is not consent to this structure, to this political edifice. And so we created the Shire Society Declaration thanks to the inspiration of L. Neil Smith, one of the libertarian science fiction writers. He wrote up some stuff back in the 80s, and we took some of that and modified it and created this Shire Society Declaration.
And he ain't happy about it.
No, he's not happy about it, but too bad for him. So I'm still giving him credit, even though he's not happy about it. And so anyway, we signed this thing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in 2010. There were dozens of signers of the original declaration. Actually, you've seen it, Melanie. It's hanging on your wall where you live. And very, very cool. You can sign it today. It doesn't have to be a public thing. You don't have to share your information with anybody. There's no board of directors. There's no membership. There's no fees. There's nothing like that. There's no organization whatsoever. It's just a loose-knit group of people who've signed the same statement saying, yes, I'm a sovereign person, I'm free, and screw the state. That's boiling it down. There's a few more sentences to it. I'm paraphrasing it. But you can go and sign it for yourself. You can sign it publicly if you wish via the website. Just type your name on the site. Or you can just print one out and sign it privately, and you don't have to tell anybody about it. But one thing that you should consider is moving to the Shire, moving to New Hampshire, and getting around thousands of other like-minded, freedom-loving people. Thousands more libertarians and voluntarists are planning a move to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done. We've all come here to be around other like-minded folks. And for the most part, it's pretty great. You know, every now and then, some people don't get along with one another, but that's just people.
Well, and that's my view on that is, in New Hampshire, there's so many anarchists that you can pick the ones you like.
Yes, exactly right. And there are enough of them that some of them might not like you. And that's okay. Because, you know, in a group of 1,000 people, there's probably going to be some crazies. There's probably going to be some people who just don't agree on things. And that's okay. That's diversity. That's people. That's just how the way things are. And they're always going to be. So if you're okay with, you understand that with large numbers comes some occasional conflict, you should come here. Because overall, I think it's fantastic. And you should check it out for yourself. Go to ShireSociety.com. We actually had a couple guys visiting here over the weekend from Ohio who didn't even know one another. They were just coming
here.
Well,
Ohio is a big state.
Well, true. But, you know, libertarians kind of travel in similar circles, except for the ones that don't ever talk to anyone. And actually, that's one of the guys that was here this weekend. Was he just didn't know any libertarians where he was from, even though he was from a big city in Ohio. So a lot of libertarians don't even, you know, they don't even realize there are a few of them around. They don't even have any connections whatsoever with them. But when you come here, it's like instant connections, instant people who want to get to know you, instant people who could be your friends. So check it out, ShireSociety.com, and you can learn more about moving there. Now, we were talking about secession. Catalonia, they're trying. You know, got to hand it to them. They are persistent. They've come up with a plan. The Constitutional Court has put it on hold, and they're saying, well, we're going to decide on this. 5 months later, we might know something, so it's going to be a little while, but they'll either let this thing move forward, they'll let the plan for secession, the roadmap that they've come up with, move forward, or they'll put a stop to it somehow. So, but I imagine they'll continue to persist after that, because why not?
Right, and the Catalans themselves, or at least the leaders of the Catalan Parliament, have said the only way to truly gain independence from Spain is to stop paying attention and abiding by Spanish laws and Spanish dictates.
That's what it's going to have to come down to, where people are going to have to stop obeying and stop paying. That's how you secede from the state. It's a fine thing to go through the political process and try the vote and try all this, but if you've got this, if you've got 40-something percent of people who are saying
48%, just shy of 48%.
Yeah, if you've got that many people. Now, look, not all of them are going to have the balls to disobey or to stop paying taxes or whatever. But if you could get 10% of them to, it would throw a huge wrench into the gears, the mechanics of the state. They wouldn't be able to handle that. They don't have enough prison space for 10% of a region's population. It's impossible.
Louisiana does. Sorry. That's their rate. Sorry.
Is it really 1 out of 10?
Yeah.
That's in jail. Wow. Well, anyway, most people, that's a problem,
most
of course.
Most countries don't. Every other country actually doesn't. So yeah.
The thing is, though, most people aren't willing to take a risk. Most people are too scared of what might happen to them personally to take this risk. So they're going with the safe routes. Okay, well, let's vote on this. Well, if you really are serious about secession, you've got to stop going along with the state. You've got to somehow throw in a wrench in the gear, so to speak.
Well, yeah, peacefully. Tyrants don't go away because you ask nicely. They go away because it costs them more to keep you than it costs them to oppress you. And if you're not accomplishing that, they're going to continue to be there. Like, of course, it's illegal to separate from the government. That's what a government is.
Right. Yeah, they want that job. They want to continue extracting 30 to 50% or whatever of your wealth and then living large off of it. They don't want that to change.
Right. And I wasn't on the show, but Ian, a couple nights ago, you and Mark were talking about the not only increasing cost of leaving the United States, but the fact that, the renunciation of citizenship from the United States is about twice as high as the next highest country.
I think that was right. Yeah,
and
a little more than
I think
twice.
The article said it's about four times as high as the average fee to renounce your citizenship.
Yep, it's crazy. So people are getting sick and tired of this, and I cheer on these guys around the world. In fact, there's news that hit recently about the United States secession efforts. And, of course, we know about all of these, but there are always new listeners to the show, and it's always fun to see secession getting major press coverage. taken seriously, at least enough seriously enough to where the mainstream media is at least talking about it. Because if
and what is not it? Mocking it.
Right. Well, I mean, some of them are mocking it, but this story may not be as mocking. Even if you're getting mocked, that's okay.
But at the very least, some credibility.
Right. At the very least, they're talking about you. You know, Gandhi gets credit for this quote, and I think it's questioned whether or not he actually said it. But first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. They are definitely not ignoring the secessionists at this point. Some of them are laughing. I would say the fighting's not really going on so much yet here in the United States. And hopefully we won't have actual violence. Hopefully we can actually have secession in a peaceful manner, and do it like you suggested, Melanie. Make the costs too high to keep us in. You know, make it to where, all right, we just don't want to deal with these people in New Hampshire anymore. Let's just let them go. Story from Fortune magazine. Pretty big mainstream media money-related publication. Great Britain's recent vote to leave the European Union has encouraged secessionists in the U.S. from California and Texas to Vermont who view their state as distinct from the country as a whole. The secession talk ranges from sardonic social media posts to the heartfelt commitment of organizers who conduct opinion polls and are pushing for independence votes in their own states. In the run-up to almost every presidential election, partisans on both sides of the political spectrum threaten to move to a country like Canada or Ireland if the other side wins.
Canada, by the way, has increased their cost for applying for citizenship.
For everybody or just people from the U.S.?
I believe for everybody, okay. But probably targeted
probably
at people leaving the U.S. because, you know, where do Americans mostly go? Or, you know, I wouldn't say mostly, but by and large, Canada, because it's easy to get there.
That's true.
And
it's a lot like the U.S.
Culturally, it's a lot like the U.S.
Well, and a lot of people threaten to move to Canada, but I think that most of those people who threaten, the threats sort of vaporize after the election.
Yeah.
They decide, you know, in order to move, I'll probably have to sell my house, or I'll have to get a new job, and this president isn't really that different from the last president when all's said and done. It seems bad on the workup to it, but
yeah.
Ultimately they're just going to continue the same policies as the last guy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So Fortune does a little breakdown here of what they consider to be the most active secession movements in the United States. Is there one in your state? Are you a part of it? If not, why not? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you scared?
Are there any pro-secession candidates where you live?
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.